Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating from the multi-million dollar sports byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in his introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, often imitated to it, never duplicated, an award-winning writer, four-time Golden Glove champion, and your host for another hour as we talk MMA in this hour on the sports byline broadcast. Of course, USC 225. Now in the rearview mirror, of course, we'll talk about Robert Whittaker and Yoel Romero, too. It wasn't a title fight, per se, because one guy didn't make weight. That's sort of not cool, but when you don't make weight by 0.2 pounds and you haven't got any hair you can shave off or anything like that, that must be the most frustrating thing in the entire world for me. 185.2 was Yoel Romero's weight. He did not make the specified 185 to be eligible to fight for the middleweight championship. So Whittaker had lost. The title would have went vacant. And the bottom line is, Yoel Romero couldn't have won the title. At the end of the day, Yoel Romero and Robert Whittaker engaged one hell of a five-round fight. We'll talk about that in depth. We'll hear from both guys as well on today's show, of course. And the return of CM Punk. That's right. CM Punk was supposed to take on Scott Cuddy in this MMA event. Scott Cuddy pulled out. This guy Jackson stepped in. Guess what? Wasn't good news for CM Punk. So we'll hear from CM Punk. Actually, we'll hear from Michael Bisping as he breaks down CM Punk's performance at UFC 225. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network, SportsByline.com, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. Can I keep going? No, I can't. You tune to Ring Talk, live worldwide.
Racism is not another ism, a schism, or a brick in a wall around a prison, not incarceration mine. We're deep within the gallows, you'll find what frightens you the most.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018ussenioropen.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Who's done it? We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Okay, UFC 225. Successful event. I don't know. 18,000 people showed up. The gate was $2.5 million. More power to them. I guess they made a couple of bucks with that. So then they paid their fighters like near nothing. Of course, the UFC, the entire UFC budget, per se, the 100% pie of the UFC, put the entire thing into like one big pie. Guess what? The wages are only like 8 to 10%, maybe 12%. At the most of that 100% pie. That's a little scary when only the guys that are giving their heart and soul being in these death matches after death matches after death matches. And I keep telling you that you know, they don't give any easy fights here. You don't get any easy fights in the UFC. It just don't happen that way because most guys are adept enough and are well-skilled enough they can give you hell whether you're world-class or not. Anyway, last night, Robert Whittaker and Yoel Romero, we'll get to that in the next segment, but it was a split decision. Meaning one judge had it for Yoel Romero, 48-47. The other judges had it 48-47 for the defending champion, Robert Whittaker, who grabbed that interim title with a win over Romero a couple of years ago. Romero didn't make weight. Shame on him. Weighed 185.2 pounds. Couldn't spit off another 0.2 pound. Poor guy, he must have been dead at 185.2. I'm telling you, when you get down there and they tell you you got to take off a little bit more, there's nothing to take off. This is nothing to take off, especially this guy. He's got one of those cyborg-like bodies that sort of smells of Flintstone vitamins. I mean, the guy's 40 years old. He looks like he's like, I don't know, like he's juiced up on steroids. Just my opinion. Anyway, we'll get to that in the next segment here of the MMA Hour Live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. The co-feature, a battle for the interim welterweight title, supposedly. Colby Covington beat Rafael Dos Anjos, a former lightweight champion. That means he used to fight at 155, now fighting at 170. Covington won with scores of 3 rounds to 2, 48-47, or 49-46, 4 rounds to 1. Holly Holm was back. That's right, Double H. Albuquerque, New Mexico. I called her fights back in a long time ago. I mean, I was a young guy then, and she was a young chick then, in her 20s, and she's not in her 20s anymore. And, of course, Holly Holm, the former world champion at 135. She beat Ronda Rousey, and, of course, she got beat up big time, not once but twice, of course. And now she's sort of like trying to get her MMA career back together. She beat Megan Anderson last night on a decision across the board, 30-27, 30-26, 30-26. Anyway, what I'm getting to is all these cards on the main card as far as the pay-per-view card last night on UFC 225, they all went to do a decision. Romero and Whittaker went 5 rounds. Covington and Dos Anjos went the aforementioned 5 rounds. Holly Holm and Megan Anderson went 3. Ty Tuivasa defeated Andre Arlovski, the former UFC heavyweight champion, an unanimous nod, 2 rounds to 1 across the board, 29-28. And CM Punk, good old CM Punk, man. Of course, they call him, his real name is Phil Brooks. CM Punk's the wrestling name, of course, he got when he broke into the world of professional wrestling. He decided a few years ago that he had enough of Vince McMahon. I don't blame him. Vince McMahon's a turd. In fact, Vince McMahon's worse than a turd. Anyway, if there's anything worse than a turd, but Vince McMahon is that. Anyway, CM Punk decided to try his wares in the world of mixed martial arts a couple years ago. And, you know, the first fight is a little bit rough. What do you think happened this time?
Michael, I don't know if either of these guys are going to contend for a title anytime soon, but they gave us a heck of a fight in our main card opener. CM Punk and Mike Jackson stepped into the octagon for their second UFC fights. Take us through the highlights.
This is the highlights of my analytical career, being able to break down this fight right here. Both gentlemen came in with an amazing record of 0-1. It was good. It was back and forth. CM Punk tried something there that's never been seen before, okay? This guy is an innovator. These techniques are off the wall. They're crazy. they won't work, I hear you say.
Oh my God. And guess what?
You'll be right. They don't work, okay? But I'm joking. CM Punk went out there, showed a lot of heart. I'm having a bit of fun. CM Punk, I got a ton of respect for this guy. Went out there, fought his heart out, took some good shots, kept coming forward. And Jackson on the other side, listen, you know, the boxing was good. The boxing was sharp. Fair play to both of them.
Yeah, well, no, listen, we got to understand these guys. This was their second professional fight. But at the same time, you got to give respect to CM Punk. A lot of guys, they say they want to fight. They go out there and fight. They get hurt, and they're tapping out immediately. CM Punk had several chances to go out there and give up. He did not. We should give him credit for that.
Absolutely. You know,
with two professional fights, yes, they need a lot of work. That is absolutely
And do you know what? Do you know what I think? Honestly, I think, and forgive me if I'm wrong, Phil Brooks, forgive me if I'm wrong, but, you know, he wanted to test the waters as a fighter. He wanted to see what it felt like to be a UFC fighter. He went out there, he went the distance, he went through a war in his hometown, the crowd cheering him on, he felt the blood inside his mouth. He went through, he knows what it feels like. You know, if he never fights again, he's been there, he's done it, he's got it, he's seen it, he's felt it. Well done.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know Michelle and I were a little frustrated with Mike Jackson's antics during the fight a little bit. I didn't love the grandstanding in there, but he did win the fight, and, you know, good for him.
No doubt about it. He won the fight, no doubt about it. But, you know, Jackson and CM Punk, as Michael Bisping alluded to, neither of them will be in the UFC Hall of Fame, not in this lifetime anyway. CM Punk, 6'2", weighed about 200 pounds when he was a professional wrestler. At least that's what he was billed at. I was told it was closer to 190. Anyway, the bottom line is he's 6'2". Now he's fighting at 170. Pretty crazy, man. The guy's married since 2014. He's got a nice wife and, you know, he's got a nice family. He should just, like, concentrate on that. He's got more than enough money to survive on for the rest of his life. He made a few bucks wrestling. I mean, he was the clean guy. Remember the image he had in the world of professional wrestling? It wasn't professional wrestling. It was sports entertainment. There's a difference. That's right. Excuse me. I should slap myself for that. But there's a difference. He was in the world of wrestling entertainment, which is sports entertainment. Anyway, Philip Jack Brooks, born in 1978, October 26th, now 39 years old. His second professional fight, probably his last professional fight if he was smart. Because the shots that he took last night, you don't want to take those shots. Not at 39, not at 29, not at 19, not at any age. And straight up, I got to give him some props. I mean, the guy's he's wrote comic books. He's done all kinds of crazy stuff. He really has. I mean, he's talented. He's well-versed. There's no doubt about it. The world of cage fighting is not for CM Punk. He needs to get out of it now while he can still count all that money he got from the UFC. The UFC paid him well. There's no doubt about it. He made a lot of money last night. They're not saying how much. They never say how much. That's what's wrong with the UFC. It's not an open book, and it should be an open book. I mean, because if you found out that people were drawing like 300,000 or 400,000 people on pay-per-view and getting $100,000 or $200,000, you would be shocked, right? No, you wouldn't, because you follow the UFC, and you know that's what they do with a lot of these people. In other words, some of these big pay-per-view guys were only getting a couple $100,000 bucks, and they're drawing in like mega millions. So where's all the money going? I talked about that before. 88%, maybe 86% go to the Kings. I'm talking about whoever put up that $4.2 billion. They're getting 86 to 88% of the pie. The rest of the pie, it goes to the fighters. So you've got the fighters who live and die to keep your sport going, to keep your business moving, to make your world thrive, right? Yeah, and you're paying them peanuts. Shame on you, man. You won't even let them wear, like, their own trunks in the ring. Like, you know, Pedro's bail bonds or something like that. Or Pedro's tattoo shop or something like that. Or, you know, or the Sports Byline Radio Network or something like that. You know, if you want to sell advertising on your trunks, back in the day you could with the UFC. But then UFC signed a deal with Reebok and you couldn't do it anymore. So guys like Brendan Schaub were making 100 grand, 80 to 100 grand off the advertising on his trunks and on the backs of his trainers, their robes and that kind of good stuff. Their corner outfits, okay, making 80 to 100 grand off that, only making 20 grand a fight, 15 grand a fight. So anyway, they say to him, guess what? You can't make that 80 grand anymore, the 100 grand anymore. No. Now you can make 5 grand. We'll give you 5 grand. That's right. Reebok will give you 5 grand. That was a bit of a crock, okay? That's why this class action lawsuit filed by fighters, of course, it was class action, means it's going to impact the entire world of the UFC, all the fighters in the UFC. It claims that the UFC has been running a plantation. Interesting. I've been saying that for a long time, that it was a monopoly, that they swallowed up all the lesser competition. They squeezed people. They ran people out of business. And, of course, they treated the fighters less than, I think, in less than an acceptable manner at some points in time. Some of these guys didn't get paid, man. When you don't get paid and you're all punchy, it's not cool. Not even when you're not punchy. But getting punchy, see these guys that are punchy, a little off now, 35, 38, 38, 39 years old, get long in the tooth, you still want to fight? Not a good thing, especially not in the world of the UFC in the cage. Coming up, we'll hear from both Yoel Romero and Robert Whittaker. Of course, they battled for the, no, they didn't battle for the title. It was supposed to be for the title, but Yoel Romero was to weight by 0.2 pounds. Pretty cold there in the world of the mixed martial arts there as far as making weight. You got to make weight, baby. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Back to my man, of course, Phil Brooks. I'm talking about CM Punk, man. Former WWE champion, World Wrestling Entertainment, Sports Entertainment. You know, not the toughest guy in the world, you wouldn't think, right? If you saw him take those shots last night from Mike Jackson, you would say that he's really one tough dude. Of course, he lost. That was his second MMA fight, of course, UFC 225. But it wasn't a bad week for CM Punk. And why do I say that? Because he won a lawsuit. Remember, I don't know if you remember, like about a decade ago, 8 or 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, some WWE doctor, of course, was prescribing steroids to everybody. And, of course, CM Punk was sued for defamation of character by this doctor. And, of course, this week, well, the judge said, it's all over with, man. There is no case here. Of course, the lawsuit was brought by Dr. Chris Amon of the WWE. Of course, according to ProWrestlingSheet.com, it stemmed from the comments Punk made during the Colt Cabana podcast in 2014 when he claimed that the doctor did not, quote, properly treat, quote, a lump on his backside that made him ill all over for an extended period of time. As it turned out, the lump was actually a staph infection. Punk mentioned Dr. Amon's name on the podcast, and he got all over the doctor. Anyway, the bottom line is the doctor was seeking $4 million. He didn't get a dime. Bottom line is not guilty, CM Punk, Phil Brooks. So it's a one and one week. One win, one loss for CM Punk, a.k.a. Phil Brooks. So I think Phil will take that. Why not? You know what I mean? You know, he's not going to win in the cage. So he can win in court, to keep his name clean, more power to him. Anyway, if you want some of that CM Punk stuff, you can go to cmpunk.com. He's got, like, memorabilia and all kinds of good stuff. If you're a CM Punk fan, that's where you need to go, cmpunk.com. Now, UFC 225, of course, the main event, battling for the world middleweight champions, 185 pounds. Well, it wasn't a middleweight title. It's a title, as I said, Romero didn't make weight by 0.2 pounds. 0.2 pounds. Think about that. Good Lord. Oh, 4 or 5 ounces of water. Anyway, that's about it. Anyway, Yoel Romero, of course, the Cuban star, 2000 Olympic gold medalist, freestyle wrestling champion in the world as well. I mean, he's just an outstanding fighter, no doubt about it. His scores are split down the middle. Take that back. Let's go to the official call of the decision of the fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, after 5 rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. Saudi Amato scores the contest 48-47, Romero. Brian Pacheco scores it 48-47, Whitaker. And Chris Lee scores the contest 48-47 for the winner by split decision, Robert Garupa Whitaker.
All right, I'm here with the winner, Robert Whitaker. Robert, very, very close fight. First of all, what happened to your hand, and did you break it somewhere during the fight?
Y'all must be bad luck, mate, because first round, I busted my hand. I cannot feel it up to here. It is absolutely brutal.
This was a very, very close fight. Obviously, by the split decision, when you were knocked down in those 2 rounds and hurt badly, did you think at the end of the fight that that was enough for Yoel to win?
Well, mate, I was in 2 minds to tell you that much. He hits like a truck. Like, I know he looks weak, but, man, he packs some power, I tell you that much. He caught me in the 4th and the 5th, and I was just trying to survive, come back, hurt him on the way in.
At the end of the fight, what did you think the decision was going to be?
You know, it could have gone either way. I hit him a lot. I thought I controlled 3 of the 5 rounds, but he did drop me in the 4th and the 5th, so it was anyone's guess, but it was tight. It was real tight.
This was such a good fight. What would you think would be next for you? Do you think that a rubber match would be required?
Say that again?
A rubber match, meaning a third fight with Yoel?
I've got to see what the coaches say. I've got to let my body heal again. He was a tough fight. I'll tell you that much. He hit real hard. I'm just going to go back, increase my skill set again, talk to my team, and see where the journey takes us.
Well, it's always a pleasure to watch you compete. Congratulations on your decision. Oh, grab your hand. Robert Whitaker, ladies and gentlemen. Yoel, this was an incredibly close fight. Robert, Yoel wants to shake your hand. Robert. He's got a broken right hand.
This is my pleasure, my pleasure, brother.
Yoel, this was obviously a very, very close fight. A lot of people thought that you were going to get the decision based on those 2 rounds where you knocked him down and hurt him. What did you think at the end of the fight? Did you think you won?
The phrase... I want to thank you. Hey, Chicago!
Yeah.
Thank you so much for you coming tonight. The most important is that we stay together, whatever, no matter what happens. Thank you for you coming tonight. Come on. I don't know in English. I want to say in Spanish. Espero que hayan disfrutado de la pelea esta noche. And espero específicamente que hayan disfrutado mi pelea con Robert Whittaker tonight. It's my humble opinion, I don't lose tonight. I don't lose weight, I don't lose tonight too. The commissioner, I don't know what happened, not give me the time, for I call my way. Normally, tonight I take the bell. That's what I think. It's my humble opinion. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. United States and Chicago, too.
Yoel, would you be open for a third fight with Robert Whittaker?
I know. I say, in the beginning when I come here, many people ask me, say, I have a problem in the rematch with Robert. I say, no matter what happened tonight, say, I win. He won another one rematch. I say, rematch, I don't have a problem. 10 times rematch with him, my pleasure. I come in.
Thank you, sir, for an outstanding fight. Yoel Romero, ladies and gentlemen.
Mighty got ripped off there. Pretty good fight, though. Robert Whittaker probably not wanting to engage him a third time, but shame on Romero for not making weight. 185.2. I always made weight. I mean, sometimes I had to cut off my, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, just basically, that. I'm serious. I mean, I went through a lot of head changes, a lot of body changes, a lot of do crazy stuff to make weight. Of course, a lot of times when I was making weight, I cheated. And what I mean by cheated was that I'd done it the right way and just went out there and ran in the morning and not eating the foods that I shouldn't have been eating. And I go, you know, you cheat at your diet. I used to cheat at liquids. Liquids was my big thing. I used to cheat on liquids. I really did. I mean, one night my mother, and she was like, she weighed me, and we had like the little scale in the bathroom. And I mean, the real good scale. So we're like, I step on the scale, and I was like 139 pounds. She goes, don't drink nothing. She goes, and my trainer was telling her on the phone, tell him don't drink nothing. Everything's going to be cool. We'll get in on the scale at 8 o'clock in the morning and eat all he wants after that, right? Well, I drank a bit of water that night. And I drank a little bit of water, a couple more than a little bit. Take that back. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, you're thirsty, so you don't realize your reflex is to go drink water. So I went and drank some water, and I realized, damn, after I drank it, I probably shouldn't have drank that. Anyway, the next morning, 143 pounds. I kid you not, I drank 4 pounds worth of water. Don't ask me how, but I drank 4 pounds worth of water, and I had to take it off that day. I mean, that was crazy, taking off 4 pounds. I did it. Whittaker couldn't take off the final 0.2 pound. He said the athletic commission wouldn't allow him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Look, at the end of the day, it was his responsibility to be at weight. Whether if he can't make the weight and you can't make the weight, you need to cop to it. You just need to say, you know what? I can't make this weight. I'm 40 years old. I've got a body like rock. You know, and I got a lot of muscle to it. And bottom line is I probably can't make 185 and be healthy and strong because he's doing everything he can. He's coming up at 185.2, 0.2 pound short. That's not a good thing. Anyway, Whittaker, broken hand and all, still the champion in the middleweight division, but probably one of the most uninspiring champions in a long time. I would really, really like to see maybe GSP come back and challenge Robert Whittaker for the middleweight title. Of course, GSP, George St. Pierre, the former welterweight champion, off for like almost 4 years, came back, beat Michael Bisping. I thought Michael Bisping was going to ragdoll him, man. He schooled Michael Bisping. Of course, Bisping, the analyst earlier, the TV analyst for that CM Punk. Listen, the CM Punk fight was very entertaining. Dana White's admitting now probably should have been on Fight Pass. In other words, you know, it was like a fight between two guys who were 0-1 and, you know, not going anywhere, not anytime fast. Neither Mr. Jackson or Mr. CM Punk, a.k.a. Phil Brooks, would give them all props, no doubt about it. Let's talk about the undercard to an extent because it was a pretty good undercard because, as I said, all five of those pay-per-view cards went the limit. Yikes, that's not cool. Anyway, Curtis Blaydes, now what, 10-2 with 8 knockouts, knocked out Alistair Overeem, the former Strikeforce guy, of course, the steroid guy, Alistair Overroy, we called him. He got popped with steroids. That was a knockout in the third round, 256 in. The women's strawweight bout, Claudia Gadelha was the winner over Carlos Esparza. Carla could fight. Mistrick Bektik, I don't know who he is, but he beat Ricardo Llamas. I know who he is. They split decision. Those guys were at featherweight. And Chris DeRocha beat Rashad Coulter. It was a TKO. That was in a heavyweight fight. 2 minutes and 2 minutes. Take that back. 353 into round number two. That was part of UFC 225. We're talking Bellator on the other side of the break. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him. Set to go. Fight! Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here, get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard. Putting on a show!
Outstanding.
Wow!
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, that was 100 UFCs ago. That is a long, long time ago, at least in my life. Anyway, bottom line is, we're talking Bellator MMA, of course. I've always been of the opinion that women were the key to attracting the the masses to the world of mixed martial arts. Why do I say that? Look at Ronda Rousey. I mean, speaking of Ronda Rousey, she'll be inducted to the UFC Hall of Fame in the in International Fight Week in July. And I think more power to her on that one. But, you know, women. The fact that women were watching fights because Ronda was in them, I think was really, really cool. Sort of like Leila Ali. I thought she was going to be a crossover, but she had too much of an attitude. I had her on the show as well, both her and the aforementioned Miss Rousey. Of course, they both had attitudes, but Leila Ali's attitude was a bit over the top. Anyway, women in athletics, especially combat sports, have always thought if they're well skilled, they're going to give it their all because they know they're carrying the entire spectrum of female combat sports is on their shoulder each and every time these females step into a cage or a boxing ring, either one or the other. They just know it because, you know, people are snickering in the crowd and people are thinking, yeah, you can't fight, you women can't fight. And because, yeah, well, guess what? A lot of women are skilled and they can't fight. So Bellator, hearing this female call, they're going to come back June 29th, of course, live from the Temecula, California, baby, Pechanga Resort. I broadcasted outdoors there one time for, I think, a Shane Mosley fight. I interviewed Shane Mosley outdoors there one time. It was 110 degrees. They had the thermometer on the ring. It was 110 degrees, and that radio network I was working for had me out there in the sun doing this. In the sun! Can't forget that. I needed a rep back then. Where was my agent when I needed him? Anyway, of course, we're talking June 29, 2018, Pechanga Resort and Casino, Temecula, California. Nice little resort down there, no doubt about it. In the main event. Talked about this last week, but I want to mention it again. Ilima Leigh McFarlane, I believe she's of Hawaiian descent, taking on Alejandra Lara. Lara, of course, comes from Colombia. As I said to you, women and men from Colombia, don't underestimate them. They are hungry. They have to eat nails for breakfast. I don't mean fingernails. I mean like steel nails. These people are rough, tough, rugged people, especially the people involved in combat sports. They're hungry. They know what's happening. And guess what? They're tired of wiping their butt with a rock. Like those Russians. That's why those Russians got so good in combat sports, both boxing and MMA. They were wiping their butts with a rock over there. You wipe your butt with a rock, you know, guess what? If you win a few fights, you can have real nice toilet paper. Well, I'm trying to make the analogy here for you, or the comparison that's what this is all about. In other words, bringing your lifestyle to another level, of course, through combat sports. And McFarlane, of course, and Lara, McFarlane's undefeated in 7 fights. Lara 7-1. That is the female main event going down the 29th. And then, wait, you know, Scott Coker and his crew aren't done. They come back on July 13th. Their next card coming to you from the Windstar World Casino and Resort in Thackerville, Oklahoma. Thackerville, Oklahoma. I've been there. I'll just say I've been there. Anyway, in the main event, another women's fight. Women's featherweight world title bout. I'm talking about Julia Budd, 11-2, taking on undefeated Talita Nogueira. Sounds like she's from Brazil. Of course, the Nogueira brothers. Big Nog and Little Nog. She's 7-0. She stands 5'10", 145 pounds. Yes, she comes to us from Brazil. And as does the 145-pound weight limit for this fight. It's in place. The other one's 5'8". I'm talking about Julia Budd. This will be a pretty good fight. Why? Rugged women. These chicks are rugged, both of them. I saw a couple of clips of them coming into the studio today, watching them on my iPhone on the BART coming in here, and it was like mind-blowing. Both women punch. Both women go for it. As I said, 145 pounds. We're not talking about small chicks here. We're talking about well-rounded athletes. Of course, the 145-pound world champion, without a doubt, Chris Cyborg Santos. And you know that Chris Cyborg Santos is the real deal. I mean, she is. She hasn't lost since I think her first fight. It was her very first fight. I kid you not. So she lost her first fight. She hasn't lost since then. She's beaten men in the gym and beaten the snot out of them. Guys have gotten bold with her and tried to make moves on her, and she's just flat out kicked their bass without the B. I kid you not. As a kickboxer, she was 2-1 as a professional kickboxer. Her mixed martial arts record: 22 fights, 20 wins, 17 knockouts. Won 3 by decision, lost 1 fight, 1 by submission, of course, and 1 no contest. Of course, I believe the no contest was because she was caught taking Flintstone vitamins. Now, I'm giving her a pass on the Flintstone vitamins. Why? Because she's Chris Cyborg Santos, and I will do that this one time. If she gets popped again, she should be banned, okay? But I'm going to give her this one-time pass because she's been active since 2005. As I said, the best women's fighter pound for pound in the world. I mean, she's a monstrous. That's the best way I could put it, a monstrous. I mean, I can't think of no other way to put it. I've seen movies where she's done stunts, where she's throwing guys around, and then the guys have told me in the gym that she's kicking the snot out of decent men and guys that I really don't want to, I got to put this, expand on them because of the fact that it's such a knock getting your ass kicked by, getting lit up like a chick. I mean, come on. One time I fought a chick, it was in Washington Square out here, which was about, how far is Washington Square from here, Cuddy? About 3/4 of a mile up here on Broadway in Columbus. Anyway, so I'm fighting this chick. We're doing outdoor exhibitions. It was the garbage man, Bob Geary. No, the San Francisco policeman, my fellow policeman, Bob Geary, the beat man there in North Beach. He was fighting in a boxing match, the garbage man, because they got into a fight over parking. So they were going to settle it in a boxing match. That was the main event. That flopped. And then so I had to fill some time. So I challenged everybody in the crowd. And who stepped up? But some tough chick. And she was tough. I didn't realize, you know, she was a professional fighter, this kind of stuff. But she was throwing some blows. She was trying to hurt me. I clipped her a couple of times, and I grabbed her butt. And when I grabbed her butt, that sort of offended her little her partner. And needless to say, I didn't take it as sexual harassment back then. And then maybe I was wrong. But it started a bit of a tiff when I got out of the ring that day. Those women wanted to kill me. They wanted to kill me. I kid you not. Anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos, the super fight that everybody wants to see is Santos, of course, and Amanda Nunes. I mean, there's no other fight worth seeing at 104 in women's MMA. It's just not. I mean, that's the fight that I want to see. Chris Cyborg Santos versus Amanda Nunes. Amanda says she's willing to step up. You know, Amanda, can I say this? She has lost the luster that she had. Why do I say that? I think that, I don't know, maybe she believes like she was like Ronda Rousey, who believed all those accolades. I mean, you know, because, you know, Ronda Rousey was believing all that stuff I was telling her about it. You can beat men. You can do this. Because I realized if I got behind this Rousey chick and I pushed her real hard, that she would take this sport in another direction. In fact, in the early interviews I did with her, I kept going back over this thing. You're the person carrying the torch here for women. You know what I mean? As far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned. Anyway, right now, Cyborg Santos, Amanda Nunes. Of course, Amanda says that she wouldn't mind fighting Holly Holm. Holly Holm and Chris Cyborg Santos, please don't put them together again. That wasn't pretty the first time. But as far as Amanda's concerned, Amanda ought to think about staying at 135. She moves up to 145 and fights Amanda Nunes. I mean, fights Chris Cyborg Santos. She's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. In fact, yeah, she would get abused. I mean, she would literally get abused. Hey, looks like Demetrius Johnson, of course, the world flyweight champion as far as the UFC is concerned. That's 125 pounds. And Henry Cejudo, who's a bad dude. Henry lost a fight to Demetrius early on. It's a title rematch, of course. They're going to co-headline UFC 227. But it was the first fight, Cejudo was a baby. I think he had like 5 or 6 fights in the world. Only been in MMA like a year, year and a half. Only had like less than 10 fights. So anyway, now he's got a whole lot under his belt. I believe he's an Olympian as well. He's the real deal. In fact, if there's a guy out there that can beat Demetrius Johnson at 125 pounds, who has to be getting long in tooth at some point in time, it's going to be Henry Cejudo, I think so. UFC 227, I'll get into that in just a second. I want to talk about, you know, people say that I don't give enough press coverage to the lower echelon of mixed martial arts. You know, I do. Whatever this KSW is, and of course, KSW the game, they had an MMA card over the weekend. And in the main event, Carl, and it's a guy, so it's Carl. Carl Bedorf was the winner. He's a 15-3 winner. He beat Mariusz Pudowski, something like that. He's 12-6. Anyway, the bottom line is that was the main event. So don't say I don't give these undercards or these AAA farm clubs a bit of some play. Michael Materia, he was the winner over, he was the winner over Martin Zawada. That was a TKO in the second round. Of course, these guys are all fighting on cable networks that you can barely pick up, or you pick up on a pirated website like VIPbox.tv or VIPbox.eu. In other words, or how about firstrowsports.eu? There's 3 websites. If you can't find boxing or MMA on the internet, you might be able to find them on those websites. I'm not going to repeat them, but you heard them the first time. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation. Got a text coming in here saying I was a little rough on CM Punk. Actually, I was a bit kind to CM Punk. I thought I was very complimentary to CM Punk. I think that I give him his props for the fact that he stepped into the octagon in a world that was not his own. Okay, I mean, I give him a lot of props. The age of 39 years old, but he's got a wife. He loves his wife. He says, outside of marrying his wife, that first UFC fight was second in his life to that. Well, if your life is that dull, then you got to think of getting your ass whooped, your bass whooped, excuse me, bass with a B, getting your bass whooped in a UFC fight as being the second most glorious time of your life. You must be hurting for things. I mean, come on, CM Punk. You got all that money, and you're telling me that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to you outside of marrying your lovely wife is getting your bass kicked? I don't think so. Bottom line is CM Punk is a bit confused. Of course, 1-1 this week, he beat that doctor Aman, A-double-M-A-N, was seeking $4 million. $4 million with additional punitive damages. Of course, on Tuesday, Punk was given a not guilty verdict in the trial that took place in the circuit court of Cook County, Chicago, Illinois. Of course, that's where Mr. CM Punk was from. Straight up, CM Punk has been distracted the last few days with the court cases past week and this and that. People said to me, you know, do you think that would take away from his game? He has no game. You heard Michael Bisping. There is no game. This is a guy that's 39 years old. He's trying to do something he's foreign to. In other words, it's queer to him. And I don't mean that sexually. Look it up. It's a strange world to him. He cannot succeed at this. He can take good butt whippings. If he wants to keep getting his bass whooped, he can do that, no doubt about it. I mean, listen, somebody will pay him, because of the name, CM Punk, somebody will pay him to do his thing somewhere in the lower echelons of the world of mixed martial arts, be it in Bellator. Bellator will sign him in a minute. Good. Scott Coker will sign him in a heartbeat, man. Have him down for one or two fights. But you know what Scott Coker would try to do? Coker would try to get him a fight he could win. You know, Dana White could care less. Anyway, CM Punk, the story of CM Punk in the UFC, it's come to an end, I believe, with a record of 0-2. More props to him. If he goes to Bellator, to some lower or to some other sanctioning body, it's a sin. The reason why I say it's a sin is that here's a man that has all his faculties right now, all this money, a beautiful wife, a beautiful life. Please don't ruin it by being stupid and wanting to fight in a young man's game at the age of 39 years old. Because nothing creeps up on you quicker than Father Time. And how do I know that? I was running 4 or 5 days a week about 3 months ago. Took about 2.5 months off, went back to the gym this week, and I puked the first day. Sorry, I don't mean to be visual on the radio, but that's just the way it is. And the second day, I had a headache. And I'm trying to tell you, you get out of shape faster as you get older. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network, talking mixed martial arts, right here on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
USC coming back with on Fight Night, USC Fight Night. Of course, USC Fight Night 132, man, they've been around a while now. June 23rd, of course, Saturday night. Coming to you, of course, on from Singapore. Of course, everything's happened in Singapore in the next couple of days. Of course, the president's over there meeting with the North Korean leader. So I guess Singapore is sort of the hot place to be. And USC will be there June the 23rd, the Singapore Indoor Stadium in Kallang, Singapore. And the main event, the Cowboy, Donald Cerrone, one of the most active fighters in the history of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, no doubt about it, taking on Leon Edwards. And the co-feature, the man with the greatest name in all of mixed martial arts, in the history of boxing, MMA, you name it, combat sports, Tyson Pedro, the once beaten light heavyweight from Australia. He'll be on the card, taking on the very skinny Ovince St. Preux. Ovince, of course, challenged John Jones, I believe, for the title at 205 pounds. Also on the same card, Jessica Rose Clark taking on Jessica Eye. Jessica fight, but I think she's on a bit of a losing streak. And Lee Jingling, that's right, that's his name, Lee Jingling, not Jingling, Jingling, taking on Dalchi Abe. And, of course, that's going to be UFC Fight Pass. This entire card will be on Fight Pass because it's coming to you at an incredible hour of the morning. It's June 23rd. Check your TV guide. And, of course, you can go to those websites on the internet and watch as well as the Fight Pass. Pass, so you can buy it for like $10 a month. If you're a UFC fan, might as well get into it. Buy the Fight Pass. Enjoy all the little insights you can get into the world of combat sports from the UFC. Now, as far as UFC is concerned, that's June 23rd. That's their next event. They've got an Ultimate Fighter going down July the 6th, of course, the Pearl Theater. Good old Paradise, Nevada. They call it Las Vegas, Nevada to me. Paradise is just like a couple of blocks off the Las Vegas Strip. That's all. Just trying to come up with another name. Anyway, the Ultimate Fighter 27 finale. 27 times they've done this. 27 times. Pretty good card, but they don't know exactly what the main event's going to be. Of course, Alessio De Chiro taking on Julio Marquez. That's a pretty good fight at middleweight. There's a women flyweight bout on the card, a couple of them. So it's a pretty good card as well. July the 6th, that's International Fight Week, of course, coming to you from the USC and Pearl Theater in Paradise, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of combat sports. Don't forget, you can catch me on this radio network, same radio network, sportsbyline.com. Hit the Listen Live button every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in the 50th state in the United States. We'll talk about good old Hawaii, 8 o'clock a.m. Saturday and Sunday morning. Bottom line is, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, knocking out all bums 24/7. Check us out. We're part of the Sports Byline team.